Most of you are probably familiar with the sinking of the Titanic, as it was the largest ocean liner or ship during its time, and it killed more than 1,500 passengers, making it one of the deadliest peacetime maritime disasters in history. There were about 2,224 people aboard the Titanic, so that means less than half survived. Additionally, what made this disaster such a household name is the chilling end to those 1,500 people's lives. April 14th, 1912, the Titanic collided with an iceberg, damaging the hull's plates below the waterline on the starboard side, causing the front compartments to flood. So yes, they hit an iceberg which caused the Titanic to sink, but the Titanic was sinking for a total of 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is enough time to load 2,000 people onto boats. However, there were not enough boats for 2,000-something passengers to go on. The Titanic's lifeboat system wasn't designed to do so. It was designed to bring passengers to nearby rescue vessels, not to hold everyone on board simultaneously. But shockingly, the Titanic only had 20 lifeboats, which included 4 collapsible lifeboats. And on top of how little lifeboats the Titanic had, the evacuation of the Titanic was so mismanaged, a lot of the lifeboats left before they were completely full. RMS Carpathia arrived about an hour and a half after the sinking, and rescued all of the 710 survivors by 9:15 on April 15th. This was about 9.5 hours after the collision. This disaster caused global outrage. Global outrage over the lack of lifeboats, regulations, and the unequal treatment of the third-class passengers during the evacuation. Because of the sinking of the Titanic in 1914, the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea was established. This still governs our maritime safety today. Now, just like every disaster, people question the authenticity of this story. For example, people are wondering, how could the captain not avoid the iceberg sooner? Couldn't he have just dodged it a little bit? Or why were certain people rescued while others were left to die? Why did someone who financially backed this trip cancel his ticket the night before? In this episode of Cauldron Convos, we're going to be digging into some of these questions about the Titanic and talking about the theories, the conspiracies on the sinking of the Titanic. We actually recently visited a museum with a Titanic special, and we were interested in it, and we thought maybe we should do the Titanic.
Now, this was the Saturday before the submarine disappeared, and we got home, and we started writing the script, and then the next day, the submarine disappeared.
Yeah. And I'm going to post some clips of us at the Titanic Museum in case you don't believe me.
With a date or something, yeah.
But I was like basically crying at the museum because it was just really sad. There was this one woman who didn't go on a lifeboat because they wouldn't let her dogs on with her. So she died with her dogs. I was like, wow.
Well, she was older too, you know.
But she could have gone on. Yeah, she didn't. There were a lot of people that gave up their seats. There were a lot of people that paid off the crew to leave early and
well,
leave people behind, even though there were empty seats in the lifeboats. Oh, also you're dressed up as a captain. I forgot his name.
Well, if we're going to do the Titanic, you have to be in costume, I thought.
I'm not.
Regardless of poor taste or not.
I'm not really in costume, but do you know what I'm wearing?
Rose, baby. Yeah, I wanted to dress up as Rose this week, but I couldn't find a dress on Amazon that fit.
So we're going to start with the first theory that the Titanic was deliberately sunk. And I've actually seen some videos online that people are now talking that the submarine was deliberately imploded.
Oh, God.
There's some theories about that now.
Oh, there's theories about everything.
Because they said that they found part of the bodies.
Yeah, they did.
So people are like, that's fishy. Okay, anyway, that's a whole other... Okay, no.
That's fishy food.
Okay, that's not funny. We're not going to talk about the submarine deliberately being sunk or not, but the Titanic, there are people that theorize that perhaps someone sunk it on purpose, and who else would sink it but the owner of it? Dun, dun, dun.
Mr. J.P. Morgan himself.
Yes, one of the most popular theories on who deliberately sunk the Titanic, they wanted to eliminate those who opposed to the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is seems a little extra, like sinking a ship, killing over 1,500, like really?
Yo, that's like if you're the richest man in the world, aka J.P. Morgan, that's how you call a hit on people. You sink the biggest boat in the world with them on it.
Yeah, we know that some of the wealthiest men in the world were aboard the Titanic for its first voyage. For example, millionaires including John Jacob Astor.
You were about to say John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
John. Benjamin Guggenheim and Isidore Strauss. And the theory alleges that these three men were opposed to the creation of the U.S. Central Bank. But who would care if they were opposed to the U.S. Central Bank, and who would have enough power to sink the Titanic? As you said, J.P. Morgan.
He did actually own the International Mercantile Marines.
Mm-hmm. Which owned the White Star Line, which owned the Titanic. You guessed it.
That's a shell company with a shell company that owned the Titanic.
A rich guy owns the Titanic. Okay, so what? We already knew that. Morgan was actually nicknamed the, quote, Napoleon of Wall Street. And in addition to helping create General Electric, U.S. Steel, and International Harvester, Morgan was also credited with almost single-handedly saving the U.S. banking system during the Panic of 1907, which was 4 years prior to the sinking of the Titanic. And on top of that, Morgan did have a hand in the creation of the Federal Reserve. But what I find the most chilling and kind of odd about this whole thing is that J.P. Morgan allegedly had a room, had a ticket on the Titanic, but canceled the night before.
Well, if you're ballin' back in the day, you probably have your own suite on board.
His own private promenade deck and a bath equipped with specially designed cigar holders. And then he just cancels? Really? You have your cigar holders and you just cancel?
Yeah, you really got to stay in London one more night, Mr. Morgan.
Yep. He apparently canceled the trip and remained at the French resort of Aix-les-Bains to enjoy his morning massage and sulfur bath. But J.P. Morgan did attend the Titanic's launch, of course. He couldn't miss that, which is a little odd. Like, he was kind of hoping that, you know, some other people would show up and wanted to ensure and maybe even talk to the crew, talk to the captain, talk to whoever was, you know, making them not get on the lifeboats. You never know. However, there's actually no evidence that these three men opposed the creation of the centralized banking ideas that Morgan had. For example, Astor and Guggenheim never spoke publicly on the subject, while Strauss actually spoke in favor of the concept. So this theory kind of runs to the end with that.
That theory runs pretty deep.
Ah, gotcha. And this theory has been refuted by Titanic experts who have each provided alternate, more widely accepted theories as to why Morgan chose to cancel his trip on the Titanic. But it does seem kind of weird to me that he would go out of his way to sink his ship in order to kill three people. Like, he's J.P. Morgan. He has all this money. Can he just hire hitmen to kill them? Like, I guess it would be suspicious if they weren't all in the same place, but couldn't he have just, like, invited them to a soiree or, like, a sulfur bath and then just drown them in the sulfur?
Jesus, where do you even get a sulfur bath from?
Or could it be that J.P. Morgan had great intuition? Maybe he knew that something was off with the Titanic deep down, and he listened to his gut and said, you know what? I'm going to extend this massage, and I'm going to get a happy ending. The 2,000-something passengers did not get a happy ending. Let me tell you.
It was a little cold.
A little cold. A little scary. A little dragged out. That happened to my friend, Dale Wood, one time. There are some other reasons why people think it was deliberately sunk. We're going to get into one being the insurance fraud idea. But there are also some other comments on YouTube videos, just like little points here and there that I thought were interesting, that I'm just going to speak to you because they did something in me. Ew, whoa. No, they didn't. Get out of me. I don't know. They just made me think about it a little bit deeper. So one person commented, quote, Titanic sinking 1912, Federal Reserve 1913, World War I 1914. That's it. That was their comment.
Damn.
But think about it. Another person commented, it's to do with the Rothschild too, I think.
Another one of those billionaire banking clans.
Mm-hmm. Another comment stated, quote, there was a book from 14 years before the sinking of the Titanic called The Sinking of the Titan, or Futility, that pretty much describes the events of the Titanic before it even happened. J.P. Morgan took inspiration from this, and because there were some wealthy men on the ship that opposed the idea of a central banking in America, he crafted a plan to sink the Titanic, killing the men on board so he could move forward with his establishment of the Federal Reserve in America. Someone else wrote, quote, Hershey also put a $300 down deposit for a suite and suspiciously canceled while offering conflicting odd excuses. Maybe J.P. Morgan was like, Hershey, give me some chocolate in exchange.
Yeah, Imagine the Hershey squirts he'd have as the ship sunk. Nothing's worse than nervous diarrhea. Why did the iceberg wear a sweater?
Why?
Because the Titanic gave it the cold shoulder.
That's funny. Now we can come up with theories all night long about why, who. We can go through the whole passenger list and probably figure, I don't know. Has anyone done that? Have people really studied?
People don't have lives.
Yeah.
Can you hand me my puppy?
Not me. But another theory is that Catholic workers were scared to death when the new ship's hull number 390904 was unveiled. Because if you flip this number upside down, they say that it slightly looks like, quote, no Pope, which makes the Catholic workers think something bad was going to happen to the ship.
Smoke for the Catholics. Yee-hoo. Father Vincent Lambert, I love you. Now, can we talk about the woman who does the monster drink, the 666 upside down?
What?
If you look at the number 6 in Hebrew, it looks like the monster M. That's 666. It's a meme. Anyway.
Interesting. But people actually debunked this theory, saying that Harlan and Wolff actually assigned the Titanic the yard number 401 and the number 390904 number was just made up. But who would just make that up? Like, couldn't you do something with 401? Like, couldn't you, like, find a Bible passage and take the numbers and concoct another reason why?
Yeah.
Like, scary reason. Why would you make up the number to say no Pope? Also, wouldn't you come up with something better, like death to Pope or something? No Pope.
No Pope.
No Pope in my orange juice.
If you think about it, the people building the ship are probably illiterate Irishmen.
No, there actually weren't. In 1886, Protestant Harlan and Wolff employees launched a large-scale attack on their Catholic co-workers, according to the book, quote, The Invention of the White Race. Wow, what a book.
What a quote, baby.
As a result, Catholics actually left the shipbuilder, Harlan and Wolff, so it wouldn't make sense that in 19, whenever, actually, they were probably building it before. How long did it take to build the Titanic? That's a question. Oh, only 2 years? I thought it would have taken so long.
Yeah, well, this is no Carnival on the Seas ship, my friend.
2 years and took 2 hours to go down. Damn. Another theory of why the Titanic sunk was actually a case of a mummy.
Whoa.
Shout out to Curses of the Mummies and our other podcast.
Another podcast that wore a wonderful costume, sponsored by Amazon.
Yes, so make sure to watch that one after this one. Cool. But according to the legend, an ancient mummified princess left a trail of death and devastation across England in the early 1900s after being excavated and removed from Egypt. Legend is that an American archaeologist purchased the mummy in England and attempted to bring it to New York on the Titanic. But they never made it to New York because the ship obviously sunk with the mummy. But there's no actual records of a mummy being on board. Another theory is that although the Titanic was sunk before World War I, people think that a German U-boat sunk the ship.
This is very likely because, well, because if we look at Titanic's sister ship, the Lusitania, it was sunk by a German U-boat.
In 1915, a German U-boat torpedoed the British ocean liner off the coast of Ireland, killing 1,198 people.
Now get this little piece of misfortune. A man.
He didn't die on it.
He didn't die on the Lusitania?
No. There was a guy that was supposed to go. Oh, wait, did he survive the Titanic?
No, he didn't go on the Titanic.
He didn't go on the Titanic, so he survived.
He had a ticket for the Titanic, and he missed the ship.
He missed the ship. And then he went on the Lusitania, and he went there. He got dropped off. He stayed. The Lusitania went back without him, and they died. He didn't. So he survived twice.
He should have played the lotto.
I know.
Damn.
He died like of a heart attack or something. I forgot what it was. Something natural-ish. Not like a U-boat.
Not a hit from J.P. Morgan.
No. What makes this one kind of cool is that a number of Titanic survivors reported to have noticed, quote, an unidentified vessel approximately 5 to 6 miles away from the sinking ship, which reportedly lingered until 2 a.m., according to Dr. Franklin Rule's piece in the Huffington Post.
It was J.P. Morgan's private yacht making sure that everybody died.
And Rule speculated that the craft was possibly, quote, a submarine that had surfaced to assess the damage it had caused. I used to love when Jack drew Rose naked when I was little. Like, that's how messed up I was.
I think most people like that scene.
Oh, okay, good. I thought it was just me.
I think it was paint me like one of your French girls. Okay. Or is it draw me like one of your French girls?
Sketch me. That's like a sexier way. Sketch my little
nipple. Okay.
That noise.
You're going to get us canceled.
for talking about a nipple. We all have, not everyone. Okay. Rule speculated that the craft was possibly, quote, a submarine that had surfaced to assess the damage it had caused, after which time it skulked off, and cited survivor testimony about a number of explosions that seemed to go off deep with the ship.
That's something else I read, that there was a bomb on the Titanic.
Whoa.
Maybe that was the hit. Because, okay, let's think about it, right? The Titanic was traveling in the middle of the night on a moonless night, and it hits an iceberg, but this iceberg rips a hole the size of you-know-what, like, you know, the size of the side of the hull, enough to sink the ship.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I don't know.
The sub may have deliberately targeted the luxury liner or possibly accidentally collided with it, Rule wrote. I don't know. Accidentally collided with it? No.
It's torpedo accidentally collided with us. This J.P. Morgan torpedo.
This J.P. Morgan. He's in it like,
God!
The Federal Bank is mine!
See, right. Federal Bank!
And in addition to this, Harland and Wolf are also blamed for using substandard materials to save money during construction, but there was no limit or budget to really build the Titanic, so that was kind of debunked, unless they were just, you know, pretending like they were using fancy things, charging them. Supposedly, they used wrought iron rivets, mechanical fasteners instead of steel rivets. The theory is that the lower grade standard rivets were brittle in cold temperatures and popped off when the steamship hit an iceberg.
Oh.
Pop off, sis. Literally. Another theory is that there was a speed record going on. There was a need for speed, and it was Captain Edward Smith. How dare you? Pressured by Joseph Ismay, which was the White Star Line CEO, to set a speed record for the quickest crossing across the Atlantic.
Now, this is a conspiracy theory that was brought to attention by somebody who overheard a conversation between Ismay and the captain in the first class dining room. Now, listen, though.
I didn't know that.
It was featured in James Cameron's James Cameron's 4-hour video on the Titanic. In the background of the scene, you can see this woman who is eavesdropping on their conversation. But, you know, I have done some research, and I think history and James Cameron has done Joseph Ismay a little bit dirty. Because there's no record anywhere of them stating that they were trying to do a speed record. And why on earth would they try to do a speed record through an iceberg field?
Paul Ludin Brown, author of The White Star Line 2000, believes that it is unlikely that he was pressured to set a speed record. So.
Why would the CEO tell the captain how to pilot the ship? That's just dumb.
There's also the Olympic exchange hypothesis. This is one of the controversial and more elaborate theories surrounding the sinking of the Titanic. And this hypothesis was brought forward by Robin Gardner in his book, Titanic, The Ship That Never Sank. I don't know. I still don't know how people write books on like one topic.
And what was his hypothesis?
Like, what? That takes so long. Basically, he believes that the Titanic didn't sink, but its sister ship called the Olympic was disguised as the Titanic as an insurance scam by its owners, the International Mercantile Marine Group. And that's the one
Jimmy
that
Morgan.
Sunk.
So this is stupid. Somebody wrote a book on something so stupid and they didn't do a dropling
of
research.
Oh no, is he alive still? He probably is.
I hope he's alive because, sir, you should look up on how the Titanic's name was embossed on the bow. It wasn't hung on the bow. The name was embossed into it. You can't just do a name swap on the actual hull. That's stupid. I did 5 minutes of research and I discovered this, and you wrote a book about it.
Researchers have denied Robin's claims. A British historian, Gareth Russell, for his part, calls the theory, quote, so painfully ridiculous that one can only lament the thousands of trees which lost their lives to provide the paper on which it has been articulated.
Smoke for that review.
Scare me. He notes that, quote, since the sister ships had significant interior architectural and design differences, switching them secretly in a week would be nearly impossible from a practical standpoint. A switch would also not be economically worthwhile, since the ship's owners could have simply damaged the ship while docked, for instance, by setting a fire, and collected the insurance money from that, quote, accident, which, quote, would have been far less severe and infinitely less stupid than sailing her out into the middle of the Atlantic with thousands of people and their luggage on board and ramming her into an iceberg. Another theory involves the closed watertight doors. This theory suggests that if these doors had actually been open, the Titanic would have settled on an even keel and might have actually remained afloat long enough for the rescue ships to arrive. But people have rebutted this for two reasons. One of the two being that The first four compartments were naturally watertight, so it was impossible to lower the concentration of water in the bow significantly. And two, Bedford and Hackett have shown by calculations that any significant amount of water of boiler room number four would have resulted in capsizing the Titanic, which would have occurred about 30 minutes earlier than the actual time of sinking.
I think this is equally likely to be possible. Like, oh, maybe they could have stopped it or at least hemorrhaged the sinking and slowed it down a little bit more. But I felt like, or I guess I feel like back in the day when people would like freak out, they'd go, boo! And they'd run around, like, especially like the rich people. Can't you just picture? Wait, that reminds me of just like rich people running around while the ship is sinking. It reminds me as a kid. Don't you know how they have those like big blow up carnival slides?
Yeah.
There was one of the Titanic.
Oh my God.
And you'd climb up it and you'd slide down the Titanic. And I thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. It's like a 9/11 drop tower.
Because people need to remember, you know?
Yeah.
How many? I would not have known about the Titanic unless I saw that movie because of how poorly educated I was.
I don't know what to say about that. That's probably true, though.
It is. The next theory is the theory of a fire on board. So fires actually occurred frequently on board steamships due to the spontaneous combustion of coal.
Now, have you seen that scene of the movie where they're scooping coal?
I hate that. And they had to like shut it quickly or something?
That's a man's man.
I've only seen the end of the Titanic like once or twice, but I've seen the Titanic.
We're watching that
way
tonight.
More. No. I always stop it before
before the actual reason why we're watching the movie.
He's tied up like a little whatever.
What are you talking about?
When the guy puts the handcuffs on him and the boiler on the pipe. And
why?
Then Rose comes and is like,
why?
Have you not seen the Titanic? He's like screwing, he's painting her, his French girl. He's painting Rose like a French girl with her nippies. And the guy was like, get him out, like drown him, tie him up.
Was the ship sinking?
Yeah, there was like water spewing everywhere.
Ooh.
And then she comes down and she goes like this and you think she's going to accidentally cut his arm off for a second.
Is he like waist deep?
Something like that. So it wasn't shocking when a fire began in one of the Titanic's coal bunkers about 10 days before its departure, though this fire continued to burn for several days into the voyage, which makes no sense to me. Why would they? I guess it just happens.
I think it just smolders.
Okay, got it. The fires had to be extinguished with fire hoses by moving the coal on top to another bunker and by removing the burning coal and feeding it into the furnace. Because of this, some authors say that the fire exacerbated the effects of the iceberg collision by reducing the structural integrity of the hull in a critical bulkhead. But Maloney has suggested that attempts to extinguish the fire by shoveling burning coal into the engine furnaces may have been the primary reason for the Titanic steaming at full speed prior to the collision, despite ice warnings. But most experts disagree. So I don't know. Who knows? Okay. All of these like little theories about the fire, the bolts and nuts and the shipyard. I'm not interested in those. I like the ones that are like,
what if the true story was like the captain got drunk and just went full speed into the ice field and just like didn't even know what happened?
Damn.
Probably
I know.
Equally
Do
likely.
Do they ever
huh?
find the answers to these stories?
No, you can't.
Never? But they're have there have years. Has there been one where like they found a journal like 100 years later and it told the truth?
No. They took a probe, like a robot, into the Titanic, and they went into somebody's room, and they saw an upright glass of water, which means that that person who was in that room had a glass of water, and it stayed upright, and they also found his bowler hat, and then they identified the man who was in the room.
Wait, how does this
and
have
he had
to
survived.
Do with anything? Why was this
well because
water
what
up?
If they found a journal?
Oh,
never mind.
But would the journal be wet?
No,
it be
it's
soggy?
Just been underwater for 100-some years.
So then how... Another theory is about pack ice, okay? Captain L. Collins was a former member of the Ice Pilotage Service, and he claims that the Titanic didn't hit an iceberg. He claims that it hit low-lying pack ice. He concludes this theory by using three pieces of evidence, goes off on his experience in ice navigation, and he also uses witness statements.
Yeah, but the witnesses, you are disoriented, you're cold.
Yeah.
And there's an actually very compelling photograph taken by a 12-year-old girl
very
next morning that shows the iceberg that supposedly the Titanic hit, and it has a big old red streak on it. A big old smear of red paint. What do you call that when you have like smear?
Like on like on Simba's head.
Oh, no. I was thinking about like poop smear on your underwear.
Skid marks.
Yes. There were skid marks on the iceberg.
I love how I knew immediately.
The Titanic left its skid marks.
At 11:30 p.m., the two lookouts spotted what they believed to be haze on the horizon. However, there were no reports of haze the entire night of the sinking. So Collins thinks that they saw a strip of pack ice. There's an optical phenomenon that is well known to ice navigators where the flat sea and extreme cold distort the appearance of objects near the waterline, making them appear to be the height of the ship's lights about 60 feet above the surface near the bow, and 100 feet high alongside the superstructure. So this is why they think that the witnesses' descriptions of it made it seem like an iceberg. This is an iceberg. This looks so small.
Okay.
This looks like a Klondike huge. Bar.
What would you do for the sinking of the Titanic?
This is fake news. There's no way that this little iceberg... I guess briefly we can mention the theories that the Titanic is haunted, and that's why all of these submarines are having problems down there.
I think only one submarine has had a problem
down there. No, there's been three.
Three people have died down there?
No. Three times they couldn't, like, they had, like, ran into issues where they couldn't...
Oh.
They were, like... freaking out because they thought they were gonna die.
Yeah, right? There's a video on Reddit of the Ocean Gate people trying to like remap the knockoff PlayStation controller because they had mapped the thrusters backwards. So if you went like left or right, it would bring you like forward and back. Can I say thank you to all of our subscribers? All 42,000 of you? What the?
Here are some comments that I found on videos of the recent submersible implosion. Someone wrote, I think the Titanic ghosts were like, F this, rich guys, you belong to us now. A part of me wants to say ghosts are the ones knocking, but it might just be coming from the Titanic wreckage itself since it's deteriorating.
Yeah, they determined that it's probably from a working vessel. And you know what? The United States Navy had detected that it exploded the very first day it happened.
Someone wrote the lengths James Cameron will go for a Titanic sequel. Anyway, there are just a lot of comments about people saying, like, let the Titanic does not want to be explored. The ghosts don't want to be bothered. They don't want anyone down there. I hope you guys enjoyed this video on the Titanic. If you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, comment anything and what you want to hear from us next time or in the future. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you guys next time here on Cauldron Convos, baby. Bye.